escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 1st.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, President Dwight Eisenhower ordered the creation of a new government agency, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, to replace the more loosely organized National Advisory Council on Aeronautics. In 1964, the first high-speed bullet train opened, running a route from Tokyo to Osaka. In 1971, the first CAT scan was performed. No, guys, not that kind of CAT scan. Epcot Center opened in 1982, and on the same day in Japan, Sony put the first consumer compact disc player on the market. Actor Stephen Collins was born in 1947. He was hired to portray Commander Will Decker in the TV series Star Trek Phase 2, but quickly found himself co-starring in a movie when the series was canceled and the project became the first feature film in the series, Star Trek The Motion Picture.
You personally are assuming command?
Yeah.
May I ask why?
My experience. 5 years out there dealing with unknowns like this. My familiarity with the Enterprise, its crew.
Admiral, this is an almost totally new Enterprise. You don't know her a tenth as well as I do.
That's why you're staying aboard.
Actor Randy Quaid was born today in 1950.
All right, you alien assholes! In the words of my generation, up yours! Hello, boys! I'm
And on this day in 1967, we began to question if we were numbers or free men, thanks to the premiere of The Prisoner.
I suppose you're wondering what you're doing here.
It had crossed my mind. What's it all about?
Sit down and I'll tell you. It's a question of your resignation.
Go on.
The information in your head is priceless. I don't think you realize what a valuable property you've become. A man like you is worth a great deal on the open market.
Who brought me here?
I know how you feel, believe me. And they have taken quite a liberty.
Who are they?
A lot of people are curious about what lies behind your resignation. You had a brilliant career. Your record is impeccable. They want to know why you suddenly left.
What people?
Now, personally, I believe your story. I do think it was a matter of principle. But what I think doesn't really count, does it? One has to be sure about these things.
And that gives you the right to poke your nose into my private business?
Now, please. It's my job to check your motive.
I've been checked!
Of course, but when a man knows as much as you do, a double check does no harm. A few details may have been missed.
I don't know who you are, or who you work for. And I don't care. I'm leaving.
Not yet realized there's no way out.
Created by, starring, and frequently written by Patrick McGoohan, The Prisoner was cryptic, metaphysical, and challenging to its audience, almost defying any kind of literal interpretation. To this day, there's still fierce debate of the meaning of the show's short 17-episode run, especially its ending. In 1977, Star Wars topped the charts, but probably not the way John Williams might have envisioned. Miko's disco cover of music from the movie, Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk, began a two-week stay at the top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart. In 1979, four disgruntled Atari programmers, fed up with their employer's refusal to give them name credit or royalties for their work, incorporated the first third-party video game software company in the world, Activision. Their first release was over a year away, since Atari intended to keep Activision tied up in court indefinitely over accusations that these game designers had stolen trade secrets. And in 1981, a banner day in the video game craze, this was the day that Atari released a startlingly good home version of the arcade game Berserk.
You wanna play Berserk?
You're on.
Hey, where are you going?
The video arcade!
You can't play Berserk at home.
Now you can.
Atari!
It's Berserk inside an electric maze, where robots shoot with electric rays.
Take that, Turkey!
me.
Look out, don't get trapped, or you might get zapped. Berserk is here from Atari.
Can you beat that?
And only for systems from Atari.
Have you played Atari today?
And it was the day that Buckner and Garcia released the hit single, Pac-Man Fever. In 1990, Dr. Mario started making house calls on the NES.
I called the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said, oogie, ah-ah, ting, tang, wah-wah, bing, bang. That means play Dr. Mario on Game Boy or NES.
And on the same day in 1990, following his abduction by the Borg, Captain Picard returned to Earth to recuperate.
You have been terribly hard on yourself.
You don't know. Robert, you don't know. They took everything I was. They used me to kill and to destroy, and I couldn't stop them. I should have been able to stop them. I tried. I tried so hard. But I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't good enough. I should have been able to stop them. I should.
So, my brother is a human being after all. This is going to be with you a long time, Jean-Luc. A long time. You have a simple choice now. Live with it below the sea with Louis, or above the clouds with the Enterprise.
And in 2011, we were all invited to the wedding of River Song.
So you're going to do this? Let them all think you're dead?
It's the only way, then they can all forget me. I got too big, Dorian, too noisy. Time to step back into the shadows.
And Dr. Song, in prison all her days?
Her days, yes, her nights. That's between her and me, eh?
So many secrets, Doctor. I'll help you keep them, of course.
Well, you're not exactly going anywhere, are you?
But you're a fool, nonetheless. It's all still waiting for you. The fields of Trenzalore, the fall of the 11th, and the question. The first question, the question that must never be answered, hidden in plain sight. The question you've been running from all your life. Doctor Who? Doctor Who?
As the sixth season of 21st Century Doctor Who came to a close, you can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.